on the next Transformed.
There are consequences to spiritual decisions. And, but not once did I ever feel this was the wrong decision. In fact, I felt, why didn't I do this before? Why did I wait so long? Because the blessing is far greater than the sacrifice.
Joe Sloan shares how his decision to remember the Sabbath day transforms his career and his spiritual journey. That's on the next Transformed. Welcome to Transformed, a program where we share testimonies of God's amazing love and transforming power. There are many beautiful places in the rugged terrain of Canada. Pastor Chris Holland shares a story from one such place where the lives of those there were transformed in seconds. Now to a story of change that took years to occur and is still taking place. Joe Sloan shares how he learned that God sees the bigger picture of our lives. If we trust Him, He has amazing plans in store for us.
But I was a university student at a school called Texas A&M, a large university in Texas, and studying aerospace engineering and decided I didn't care for it that much. So I went into a related field of study, journalism. And got a journalism career, got a job at the local TV station, really liked it, was directing and doing other things. And that was my heart's content, was to do that kind of programming.
And you kind of were a rising star. You were in one location and then another opportunity opened for you.
Yeah, it's like one thing after the other. I wasn't a Christian at the time, but looking back on it, I can see God was clearly leading my life in a certain direction that I couldn't take credit for or predict.
So here you are later, like right now, you're director of international development for a global Christian television network, Hope Channel International. All of those skills you learned, you can use to mentor and equip leaders around the world. But back then it was a job and you were rising fast, not yet a Christian. What happened that caused a turning point in your life? How did Jesus transform you? How did He get a hold of your life?
Well, I remember clearly being in college and feeling that God was calling me. He knew my name. He was calling my name. He wanted me to respond. And I just didn't know what to make of it all because I had another agenda, a secular agenda, to have fun and do other things in my life because I perceived following God as not being a fun alternative. Boy, was I wrong. So I just put him off during college. And after college, immediately I got a job at another TV station, and immediately upon starting that job and moving to that location, God was back again calling me. This time, I responded.
So somewhere along the way, a young lady comes into your life who's a follower of Jesus too, but maybe has studied some Bible truths that are new to you. Talk to me about how Lucy appears on the scene.
You know, for young men, attractive women can be positive or negative in their life. And this young woman, Lucy, my now present wife, was extremely positive. And she exposed me to some things about Christianity I didn't understand. And one of them was about the Sabbath. And becoming convicted on the Sabbath, I asked my employer, you know, I work Friday nights doing news, and I don't want to work Friday nights anymore. In fact, I don't work Saturday during the day, and I just need that time off.
And so you're waiting on the edge of your chair for a response from corporate. And certainly you're praying for God to be leading in your life. And you get the wonderful news.
No, you cannot have Sabbath off.
So now you're in a dilemma. You are going to honor God because you've learned Bible truth. And you're married at this point, right?
Correct.
With Lucy.
Correct.
So you want to honor God in your family. And yet you've put your whole life and career into media. So what do you decide to do?
You know, Lisa and I decided we'll just take whatever the decision is. That's what the decision is. And God is still God. So it was no. And it created, you know, obviously life stress issues over having to change jobs. But I left the station and we relied wholly upon God to take care of us for the next couple of years.
Now, there is a text. I think Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount says, seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness and all these things, talking about the needs of life, will be added. But it's not always that simple, is it? How hard was it after you left your job? You had a family to care for.
Yeah, you know, there are consequences to spiritual decisions. And, you know, but not once did I ever feel this was the wrong decision. In fact, I felt, why didn't I do this before? Why did I wait so long? Because the blessing is far greater than the sacrifice.
Now, as you look back, God was honing you, I guess is a good word. He was preparing you, all of the skill sets you had, to be involved in media that would transform lives. How did God open that door for you?
Well, God seems to be very dramatic in his leading of me. And just as my conversion experience is very dramatic, I was not working in media after leaving that other position. And I began getting literally dreams and visions of the night that I should be working in media, not to avoid it, but to open my eyes to the idea of continuing in that direction.
And a door opened with a ministry, mm-hmm. a Christian ministry that would enable you to use your gifts some more. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I no sooner get really a message from God saying, go back to media. They get a phone call about an open position of which I was well qualified for, this Christian ministry. So again, Lucy and I in faith pack up our stuff and we move halfway across the country to see what God had in mind with this new position.
Now, this was a few years before Hope Channel even existed.
Correct.
Hope Channel started 2003. And God put you on the ground level, should I say, ground zero, yes. In the start. So you've seen this ministry grow from just a handful of channels to a global network with almost 70 channels.
Correct. You know, when I first came to Hope Channel, really I started the day Hope Channel started. So I've been here for the entire experience. And it was literally a Hope Channel at the beginning and became Hope Channels. And now it's become 68 Hope Channels.
Hope Channel International.
Yeah, Hope Channel International with all of its, all of the Hope Channel family as well. It's grown phenomenally. And to see that happen, it grew out of nothing. It grew out of nothing. And to see that happen and to God take it to where it is today, which is only a small thing of what it'll be in the future, has been miraculous.
Your letters and emails remind us daily that God transforms lives. Here are just a few letters we've received. Archange writes from Boston in Massachusetts, originally from Haiti, and says, 10 years ago, when I discovered Hope Sabbath School, I shared it with all my friends on Facebook. Hope Sabbath School was a source of satisfaction and comfort for me, especially when I was alone in my apartment, thought about my pregnant wife back in Haiti. Now, my wife and two daughters are with me, and we watch Hope Channel together. Here's a note from Stanley in Zambia. He writes, I always look forward to studying the Word of God with you because it gives me strength. We thank the Almighty that He is using Hope Channel to reach the weak and the discouraged with the Word of God. May God continue to bless you in His ministry. My friends, we'd love to hear your testimony. Just go to hopetv.org/transformed to share your testimony with us. That's hopetv.org/transformed. We look forward to hearing your story. You can also support Hope Channel with a financial contribution. Just visit hopetv.org/transformed to make a secure donation online. Your gift will help to continue to create and bring Bible-based programming that changes lives. Bad things often happen to good people. It's an age-old question that only God can answer. Here's Pastor Chris Holland with more.
Friend, I want to take you on a journey. I want to go on a journey to the eastern part of Canada. Now, if I'm smiling, it's because it's one of my favorite places in the world. Our journey is going to take us to the island of Newfoundland. Now, let me just ask you a question. Is there anyone out there that's watching from Newfoundland, or maybe you're originally from Newfoundland? You know, Newfoundland is a beautiful place. It's picturesque jelly bean painted homes, the beautiful fjord-like coastline along the Atlantic. And when you visit Newfoundland, you will meet beautiful people and also see wonderful things. There is the lighthouse on Cape Spear, where the sun rises first on North America. Maybe you might catch a glimpse of the whimsical, wonderful little puffin bird. And if you're lucky, maybe you'll even see an iceberg. But also in Newfoundland, you might be able to catch a glimpse of one of the largest animals in the world, the humpback whale. But on this beautiful, picturesque island, something happened on December the 12th, 1942, that wasn't so wonderful. It was wartime, and there in St. John's, Newfoundland, it was really one of the centers of the war. You see, on December the 12th, 1942, a Saturday night, it was about -8. It was one of those bone-chilling cold days that when you get there on the coast and have that humid air, the cold gets right into your very bones. That night, as people were going back to their homes and going to bed with their frosted windows, they would cover those windows so no light would escape them. Why did they not want any lights coming out of their windows? Because there off the coast of Newfoundland, Nazi U-boats would patrol, looking for the opportunity to deliver a destructive blow to St. John's, Newfoundland. Why? Because it was there where many American troops were stationed. But on that fateful Saturday night, at the Knights of Columbus Hostel, Betty O'Toole was singing the Irish folk ballad, "I Met Her in the Garden Where the Pratties Grow." She was a part of the Uncle Tim's Barn Dance Troupe. And she performed every night at the Knights of Columbus Hostel. It was all for entertainment. Entertainment for the servicemen stationed there in St. John's, Newfoundland. And then after Betty O'Toole finished her song in that jammed hostel, a young Canadian soldier by the name of Eddie Adams got up and he began plucking out the tune, "The Moonlight Trail." But mere moments into that song, a saboteur lit a fire in the Knights of Columbus Hostel, and fire swept through the hostel. People could not escape, and over 100 people died in the inferno. In just one moment, lives were transformed in a most terrible way. And you know, friends, even though we might not understand why bad things happen to innocent people, this story teaches that there is an enemy lurking, and he is out to kill, to maim, and to destroy. He is the author of evil. And so even when things don't go the way we expect or want, we are called by faith to live for God, knowing that God may not always deliver us from our trouble, but He'll take us by the hand and walk with us through the trouble and see that we experience the transforming power of His love. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we don't always understand why things happen, but we do know, Lord, You are sovereign and You will walk through with us the trying times of life. May we hold You by the hand and walk through whatever trial, whatever trouble, whatever situation we face. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
my sinful, now contrite heart, grant me the cleansing thy blood doth impart.
Grant me the cleansing thy blood doth impart.
Joe, you've done many things at Hope Channel, but now you have, I would say, one of the most important positions of leadership within Hope Channel International. What are you doing in your mission right now?
Well, my present position at Hope Channel International is Director of International Development. And what I do is I help establish and I encourage and I assist the Hope Channel family of channels to be all that God intends them to be.
Now, in the few years you've been doing that, it's been growing exponentially. There've got to be some stories where you would say, that's just an amazing picture of what God can do to bring a transforming message to people's lives. Talk to me about that Hope Channel Southeast Asia. We had the opportunity of going there together. What did God do there that was really powerful?
Yeah, there was really no work. I can't say no work. There was very little work in Southeast Asia, and it was certainly a place that needed more attention. And we have a local church leader in that area, got the vision that we can do a whole lot more than this, a man of great vision and a man of great commitment. And working with Hope Channel International, it went from not existing to really one of the best facilities in the entire Hope Channel family. taking the message to seven countries of Southeast Asia and doing it in a tremendous high quality, very effective way, from nothing to something in a very short period of time. That's kind of what God does, nothing to something.
And that's located in Thailand.
Yes.
And some of the pieces of that were just kind of amazing to me. A foundation being willing to offer a grant.
Correct.
A university willing to offer a choice piece of property. Local church leadership and regional and world leadership getting involved, putting all of those pieces together. How many languages do you know? There's not just one language they're broadcasting in.
Yeah, well, they're doing the seven main languages of the area, and probably total we'd think maybe 12. I don't have the exact number. Probably about 12 different languages that cover that area. But you know, the way God brought it together was just amazing with the foundation, and then certainly the. Shortly thereafter, you need staff to start from nothing to something. You need staff, people to have experience. So they got people from Brazil and Peru and Malaysia to come together. People who had been prepared years in advance for this situation that would develop one day in Thailand. You know, these are powerful things that keep this network going. It's not running on its own. It's running out of the power of God.
And your role, for example, we just launched a new channel in Indian Ocean, mm-hmm. right? Hope Channel, Indian Ocean.
Right.
Going, what country is Madagascar, Mauritius, Seychelles, mm-hmm. And some of the other, Réunion, and some of the other little islands, I can't even say, mm-hmm. some of them quite non-Christian in their
right.
makeup. How did God open a door? That's one of our more recent channels, to again start from zero and open the door to reach 30 plus million people in that territory.
Yeah, again, it's a common story with Hope Channel, but somebody locally gets the vision to do something. You know, this is interesting because of the timing, because there was a desire for Hope Channel and the church to do a strong, increase the French mission of the church. Mm-hmm. And then immediately here comes, not knowing anything about what's happening on our end at Hope Channel International, here comes a part of the world that really wants to do something in French. And the timing was amazing, and how it all came together at exactly the right moment.
So you've not only seen God transform your life, and that's a journey, still we're on it, right? Mm. But you're seeing God use you in international development to impact lives around the world. What are you going to say when you see the vast multitude before the throne and realize you had a part in sharing that good news with them?
I'm going to praise God, hopefully sing the song, and really wonder what my part even was.
Mm.
Because this doesn't move off of my strength or my abilities. Mm. It's the power of the Spirit that's really moving this along. And it's accelerating, you know, with the things that the world has been through recently, with all the stresses and everything, it's accelerating. The spread of the gospel and the number of people that it's able to reach.
I am always inspired when an individual decides to not just make a living, but accepts the call from God to make a difference for the kingdom of heaven. Joe decided to leave just secular media and to become part of Hope Channel International as our director now of international development. And God is blessing his leadership as new channels are forming around the world, sharing God's good news of a better life for today and for eternity. Remember the beautiful promise, friends, in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. May God continue to transform your life.